Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. And spring is springing out there, isn't it? It's so nice out and there's a ton of stuff going on. You know the drill. There's a lot more of where this episode came from in the newsletter, so you can go check that out if you're looking for some more ideas for things to do. That's either in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right, here we go. Okay, it's tree fort time. It's tree fort week. It started yesterday. If you're planning to check it out, here's some things. I did a guide to tree fort 2024 a couple weeks ago. You can find a link to that in the show notes, or you can, you know, scroll through if that's how you want to find it, whatever floats your boat. There's also a list of like free/cheap shows. They call those second chance shows, which are typically at like a free venue, the Boise Co-op, Mother Earth Brewing, Barbarian Brewing, some places like that. So I link to that article in the show notes for you. Also, in my guide to Tree Fort story, I listed all of the free stages, so you can go check that out if you're doing the free fort thing. There's also some cool events happening at Morrison Center this year. LED is performing their newest creation. That's happening on Saturday night. And then also on Saturday night, right after LED, Patrick Watson, who is a composer, pianist, singer from Canada, Montreal, he is performing with the Boise Philharmonic. And then Ballet Idaho is performing along with them. I don't know why I worded that way, but that's what it is. So I think that those will be really amazing events. Like if you like to see performance art, that's where you should be on Saturday night. So the cool thing about that also is you get entry to that event with your Tree Fort wristband, or if you don't have one, you can just buy a ticket to the show. So I linked that for you as well. If you're wondering like where the specific type of like genre music is going to be, Tree Fort did some genre schedules, like curated schedules. I'll link that for you as well. And then also, if you have a dog that has just been dying to go to Tree Fort, which I'm sure you do, there's a thing called Pet Fort happening on Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd and 24th. It's happening at Julia Davis Park, kind of over by the Rose Garden. And there's like a specific area where this is happening, so you can't just like bring your dog into the park. But Pet Fort is free. You don't need a wristband or anything to go. And if you don't have a wristband, they are actually raffling off 2 main stage passes on both Saturday and Sunday. That raffle is happening at 2 p.m. So you might want to bring your dog there at 2 p.m. All right. Happy Tree Fort to those who celebrate. Okay. Easter is next Sunday, March 31st. And it appears that some people are starting early. There's a couple egg hunts and events starting this weekend, but also I'm going to tell you about some happening next weekend that I found so you can get a jump on them. Haha, get it? Okay. Anyways, this Saturday, March 23rd, Cole Community Church is doing an egg hunt for kids in sixth grade or younger. They also have like a bounce house, music, prizes. It's a totally free event. On Sunday, March 24th, True Hope Collister Church is hosting an Easter egg extravaganza. They have an egg dash, bounce house, cakewalk, train ride, food games, lots of stuff. It's free, but they're asking people to register to help them plan for that. And then next week, starting March 25th through the 30th, Boise Art Glass is doing a 5-day Easter egg hunt through downtown Boise. So they made these really cool like glass eggs. I don't know why I was stuttering with that. They made these glass eggs and they're hiding them in the downtown area. It will be in the area of 13th Street to Broadway Avenue to State Street to the Boise River. So like literally all of downtown. They will post a clue on social media at 3:30 p.m. each day. And then if you find it, you are asked to post a photo of the egg and tag Boise Art Glass. That's fun. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Visit Southwest Idaho, and our out-of-town tip for you this week is Hell's Canyon. Fun fact, Hell's Canyon is the deepest river gorge in all of North America. At 7,900 feet deep, it's deeper than the Grand Canyon, which is 6,000 feet deep. Crazy, right? Believe that or not. One of the very best ways to explore Hell's Canyon is by boat. And to do that, you would book a trip with Hell's Canyon Adventures, which offers whitewater rafting and jet boat tours. You can also book a whitewater rafting trip with America's Rafting Company or Hell's Canyon Raft. And with those, you can spend like anywhere from 3 to 6 days on the river, camping out on the riverbank under the stars overnight. Absolutely amazing, once in a lifetime experience. This would be a great thing to book right now for your summer adventure. If you're looking for a true adventure when you visit Idaho, you should definitely be considering a river trip to Hell's Canyon. Okay, on Tuesday, March 26th, the Riverside Hotel is hosting a kids' Easter craft event that's happening at Water's Edge Gallery inside the Riverside Hotel. The crafts include egg decorating, paper mache, egg painting, or painting an Easter scene on canvas. That is $15, and they asked you to make sure your child is wearing something that can get paint on it. On Saturday, March 30th, so next Saturday, Zoo Boise is hosting its Easter extravaganza. The zoo will just be full of candy stations. They have like animal things, activities, photo ops with the Easter Bunny, some vendors. It's a really good time. So admission for that is $12.50 for adults. Kids age 3 to 11 are $9.50. Seniors age 62 and over are $9.50. And children under 2 are free. They don't have any advance tickets for this. You just buy the admission at the gate and then go in. Also on Saturday, March 30th, Tree City Church is doing an Easter 5K and egg hunt. That starts at $12.15. There's also food trucks, photo bus, games, lots of stuff. And then on Saturday, March 30th, Red Rock Christian Church is also doing an egg hunt. They also have face painting, Easter Bunny will be there, all those things. It's open to anybody. And then on Sunday, March 31st, which is actual Easter, Hillview United Methodist Church is doing a hike or bike egg hunt that's happening at Camelsback Park. Starts at 3 p.m. You go up into the foothills, find an egg, and then bring it back down to their table in Camelsback Park, and you can redeem it for like gift cards, all kinds of prizes. They have gift cards to like goodies and places like that. And if you're looking for a place to do brunch, Chandler's is doing a 3-course menu. That's there starts at 1 p.m. They also have live music, complimentary valet parking, and kids menus. You can make reservations for those, which is I would imagine recommended. And to make a reservation, you call Chandler's 208-383-4300. Okay, here's some comedy things. Tonight is comedy night with Cam Burbrand. That starts at 7 p.m. It's happening at the Riverside Hotel, which is in Garden City. Okay, Cam is best known for his Cam the Comic TikTok account. He's also been on America's Got Talent. Tickets to that are $22 to $26. That's an all-ages show. On Friday, March 22nd, Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy is happening at the Morrison Center. That starts at 7 p.m. Those tickets are $25 to $50. And then on Saturday, March 23rd, Recycled Minds Comedy is doing a bread and butter troupe show. This is a live improv show. It starts at 8 p.m. and that happens at the Creative Space in Garden City. Those tickets are $5 to $15. That's also an all-ages show. And then on Sunday, March 24th, Idaho Theater for Youth is doing The Legend of Finn McCoy, which is a retelling of the ancient Irish myth. Those doors open at 1 p.m. Storytelling starts at 2 p.m. That is a totally free event. And then on Tuesday, March 26th, Story Night is happening at Jump. This month's theme is Stop, and the tickets for that are $8.50 to $17. Again, that starts at 7 p.m., happens at Jump. Okay, then here's just like some random things to do. I don't know how to lump these together, so here's just some stuff that you could do. On Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th, the Boise Flower and Garden Show is happening down at the Boise Center on the Grove. Entry to that is $10 to $20. Also, Friday and Saturday, the Idaho Steelheads are playing the Tulsa Oilers. Those games both start at 7:10 p.m. And honestly, the tickets are kind of like a wide range of prices, anywhere from like $30 to $130, depending on where you sit and depending on the night. On Saturday, March 23rd, Idaho Rocks and Gems is hosting a Jasper dig at Homedale City Park. It's happening at 10 a.m. Bring a bucket, a rock hammer if you have one, and a shovel, and get ready to find some Jasper. On Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd and 24th, the Treasure Valley Indoor Flea Market is going on. That's on Saturday from 9 to 5 and on Sunday from 10 to 4. That happens at Expo Idaho, and admission is $3. And then also on Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd and 24th, Paw Patrol Live Heroes Unite is happening at Extra Mile Arena. The shows are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday and then 2 p.m. on Sunday. And tickets to that are anywhere from $25 to $100. Then last but definitely not least, on Sunday, March 24th, Lovely Hollow Farm Spring Market is happening from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's out at Lovely Hollow Farm. It's a flower farm. There will be over 18 vendors as well as coffee and some treat trucks. All right, that's all I got for you. Check out the newsletter if you're looking for some more things to do. Otherwise, thanks for listening. Hope you have a good weekend.